I'm hosting you in my fucking house. I don't need to host you for the podcast.
This is Deep Less Than Z. Enjoy.
Is he just still recording? All right, perfect. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Deep Less Than Z. My name is Chad with two D's this week, and to my left I have...
Oliver Queef.
You were already Oliver Queef. You can't be Oliver Queef again.
Yeah, well, you're Chad this time.
I'm Chad with two D's. I was Chad Chaddington last week.
You've always had double D's, and we don't talk about that.
I have a secret bra, okay? Don't talk about me like that. All right, and to my right I have...
My name is Pi Fiari.
Pi Fiari.
And
I'm Pi Ferrari.
Pi Ferrari. My name is Pi Ferrari. I'm going to take you on a ride to Tastyville.
To Tasty Town in his Pi Ferrari. All right. So, and you guys know the general format. We're going to start out with Florida man stories, but mine actually involves a Florida man stuck in Montana. Got pulled over or got into a car wreck. Didn't carry his child with him because the child was too heavy, so he just left the kid in the car wreck.
Clearly, anyone making decisions like that has to be from Florida. You're absolutely right.
Obviously, like it says, the headline is just Montana man, but I'm most certain that it's a Florida man.
Yeah, clearly he was relocated by a fucking hurricane or some shit.
He's Jacksonville at best.
At best,
I know that it's.
If you think Tampa?
No, Clearwater. He's definitely Clearwater.
All right.
The other thing in Clearwater is like. Old people and people addicted to heroin.
Yeah, and if he's not carrying his own child, obviously he has other priorities such as heroin.
Yeah.
He's one, you know, when you turn on like a GPS or a Waze app and it says like put something important in the back seat so you don't forget your child, and you wonder who that shit's for.
And how pitiful is it that that even has to be a thing? Like, you have to be reminded that your child, dog, whatever is in the back. Like, why do you need a reminder for that?
That guy needed a reminder and a gym membership.
And a gym membership, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why he was so tired from having to carry the baby, because he was on so much heroin, presumably bought from Clearwater, Florida.
Do Montana, Florida people buy heroin?
I don't know.
Or is it because, like, the Florida side, you're like, yeah, they for sure buy heroin.
Absolutely.
Or
so do they cocaine? Buy heroin, or do they just happen upon heroin?
Well, see, my dad is from Texas, and then he moved to Montana when his house burned down. So, like, there's a lot of weed up there, though. Like,
yeah, in Montana, there's weed, but not heroin. I mean, we're talking about two different substances.
So it had to have came from Florida, that's what I'm saying.
Like, which drug is the more party drug?
So he, well,
like, I'm going to a fucking rager. I'm going to play some beer pong. I'm going to fucking chat it up with all my Chad bros, and I'm going to bop some heroin in the bathroom. I don't know what you do with heroin.
I don't.
I'm just going to assume it's a bop it.
The only thing you're sinking is like your head into a toilet when you nod off. You're not like, no, yeah, heroin's it's not like a party drug.
It's not a party drug.
I mean, and weed's more like I'm going to chill on the couch. Heroin's like, I'm going to chill wherever I stop and like fall.
You guys know a lot about heroin.
And that's why
I didn't know you were both from Florida.
No, I knew someone from Clearwater, Florida who did a shitload of heroin.
And it makes sense. And this is why he actually made it into Montana, because he nodded off, woke up in Montana, had a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was just like, I'm going to leave this here now.
That's a lot of heroin.
Absolutely.
All right, so it's another Florida story. There was actually a cop that tried to go after a Burger King because... he thought
a fucking Burger King.
He tried to go after a Burger King because he thought they put dirt in his Whopper, in his burger.
It turns out it was fucking seasoning.
It was seasoning.
So Florida people's taste buds are so bad that they think seasoning is dirt. I mean,
it is Burger King. It could be dirt.
It could actually just be dirt.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been dirt, but he's giving white people a bad name all over again, saying that we don't know how to use seasoning. We mistake our seasoning.
Motherfucker, I use thyme all the time, okay?
Yeah. One of my favorite old jokes was how England and the British went to war over spices and then refused to use any on their food. So why?
Right. No, that's a great theory. It's a whole Illuminati thing.
No.
It's just excuses for war, you know, kind of like Iraq.
War does breed money. It's good for the economy. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Alabama breeds cousins, and they breed more cousins.
Roll Tide.
All right. So
it's on the way to Florida. Fuck them.
Alabama is just the gap between Nashville and Florida that you have to just kind of forget about.
I always feel uncomfortable in Alabama because, like, I'm either in the whitest town where I'm, like, I'm the blackest person in that town, or I'm in the blackest town and I'm still the whitest person in that town. I never feel comfortable. There's no like.
There's no in between. No,
no, not at all. Everyone's always like really nice though, because it's always like backwoods.
Blackest black, nightest whitest night.
Yeah, for sure. It's like Green Lantern, but not
right.
Yeah, absolutely,
but not,
but not.
So much had 2D side showing. So we have a new story to talk about. We got a it was a battle royale takeover. You know. Got all these games coming out. It's all the same game. You know, it's like Fortnite and PUBG. It's all the same stuff. There's like 42.
It started with the DayZ from Arma with the zombies, and then it moved from there.
Yeah, I thought it was just Arma 3, and then it was the DayZ full game expansion.
Right, that's what started the Battle Royale.
Yeah, it probably started with DayZ.
Well, it's Player Unknown.
It started with DayZ, but it took them like 17 years to actually come out with DayZ, so everyone else was like, oh, we're going
to
move
over to H1Z1, and then they moved from that to, you know, H1Z1 trashed out, so they went to PUBG.
And Fortnite. And then, pretty simultaneous.
Fortnite's garbage no matter how you look at it. Like, you don't have to be good at shooting. You have to be good at building. Fortnite is for fucking cucks. I cannot stand Fortnite.
You missed Goatsy.
I did not miss Goatsy. I grew up in the early 2000s. Absolutely not. You know, I spent my formative years, you know, jerking off to terrible things like the BME Pain Olympics like a normal child.
I never beat off to BME Pain Olympics.
You went to the wrong Goatsy.
Yep.
No, they're like when they were doing DayZ, they did an expansion that was Goat Z, not Goat C.
Oh, see,
yeah, he's talking about,
see, obviously.
He's talking about you know, the destructible goat that you run around as a goat.
Oh, like Goat Simulator.
It's literally expansion Gary's called Goat Z.
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean. Okay.
For so Goat Simulator.
He went to a completely different
Yeah, you that got dark
I went
fast.
To a dark
got
place.
Dark
yeah.
fast, yeah.
Much like Alabama.
Well, no, depending on what side of Alabama you're on.
I don't think it's a side. I think it's just spots.
It's spots, yeah. It's a Dalmatian state.
It's a cow.
Yeah.
Okay. That make cows, south, spots, whatever.
Don't mess with a bull. If you do, you get covered in bullshit.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I'm going to shit on them because I don't like their football team. But before we get on football, that's not
which one? You like Auburn or Alabama?
I would go for Auburn long before I'd pull for Alabama.
I would definitely root for Auburn first.
Absolutely. Because I have all my teeth. Like,
right, exactly.
So speaking of meth and teeth and all that shit, there was a kid, I don't think this was a Florida kid, he actually called the cops because somebody stole his drugs.
Yeah, there was a lady who did that a while back.
Yeah, for 20
but
bucks.
But she was also a prostitute. Yeah, and she was like, officer, I just want my 20 bucks back. And
so how did
Florida
it,
people, I
how did it turn out with for that chick?
She just got arrested.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
No, this kid was the epitome of white privilege. The cops helped him track down his drugs.
Excuse
me? Yes. So it was two, I think it was like 16 or 17-year-olds were trying to like sell some weed. And so they're sitting in one of their friend's car trying to sell the weed to two complete strangers on the side of the road.
It's always a smart idea. Let's sell weed to people we don't know.
And so
fucking ignorant.
So naturally, these guys pulled a gun on these teenagers and stole the weed and money. And the kids called the cops. And the cops were like, yeah, we'll find them.
Yeah, we'll find them. They stole our weed and money. We'll get your weed and money back, kids.
Those like,
I mean, okay, so let me tell you about my first time getting caught smoking
weed.
One
of their names had to have been Chad.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I bet he had loafers on, too. I got my loafers on right now. My dad has a yacht. All right, so first time I got caught smoking weed, I was out in a movie theater parking lot smoking with some friends, and we were hotboxing his fucking like white Honda Civic.
As white people do.
As Chads do. The flock of Chads that we were. You know, I mean, it was completely fogged out. We couldn't see anything. I could see, like, the lights beaming through, like, the haze of smoke, you know, from the movie theater parking lot beaming down in. And we just hear a knock on the window. And roll down the window. All the smoke clears.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
And it's two Mr. Police officers. So I was like, fuck. And we just rolled the windows back up and just finished smoking because we were already fucked. So we just finished. And at least I was going to go to jail high. Yeah, I mean, we were already fucked, so why not? And then 8 hours later, my mom came to get me, and she hit me with a shoe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
You are a little Venezuelan. Your mom hit you with a... well, I don't know what your word for saying is. Is it chanclas still? Because that's Spanish.
It's
close enough.
So the first time...
Chanky-lankies. She's whipping your ass regardless.
Why did it just get so southern? You were like... You had so much diversity there. Absolutely. You were like, is it chanclas? Oh, wait. Chanky-lanky? Like, you went straight from being an educated white man to an Alabama student.
Absolutely, because unlike Ant here, I can do accents.
Oh.
Poorly.
Oh,
still.
Speaking of, no. And it's Ant does accents. So you pick the accent, Seth. Oliver Queef, because you never picked another fucking name. You pick the accent, and I'll pick... Or no, you pick the topic, and I'll pick the accent. All right.
The first one I was going to say was Czechoslovakian hooker, but, you know, sure.
Oh, no, okay, no, so...
I don't even know what someone
California bro like. Dude, and you pick what he's trying to do.
Bit by a shark.
California bro dude, bit by a shark, ant go.
Whoa, bruh, this shark is totally biting my leg, bruh.
So bad.
Why is he the fucking dude's from Family Guy? He's... I spent $6.40 on this beer.
What are those? Are the Swedish guys?
Yeah, Swedish guys.
He broke in my leg, bro.
Why do you always say bro, too? Like when you're the Hispanic guy?
Oi.
Oi. Check out my lowrider, bro.
This Mexican dude is the whitest sounding guy.
Yes, he's literally a dude from fucking Soddy Daisy, Tennessee.
Coincidentally, also named Chad.
Yeah, fuck Chad. All right, so this mimosa is starting to get a little empty.
Yeah, good thing we have beers open, too.
Beers, mimosas.
To chase our mimosas with, absolutely. Exactly. Breakfast and lunch.
All right, so second, you know. Speaking
of booze, there was another Florida man, if we want to go back to that for a second.
He doesn't want to do accents.
No, I'll keep doing accents, but, you know, stay on topic. We're talking about booze again.
No, our topic was accents, and you're jumping your back to topics.
So, a Florida man claims that he was not drinking and driving because he was actually drinking at stop signs and then driving.
I mean, he's that's technically pretty solid correct. Logic.
Yeah, I mean...
technically correct is the best correct.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
The first time that's been said about anyone in Florida.
All right, so we can go back to the accents. I just wanted to...
All right, this time you pick the accent... I'll pick the topic.
Okay, so Canadian.
We already did it last week. You should have listened to the podcast. Oh, speaking of, 47 minutes. 47?
Yeah, it was 49 minutes, 47 seconds.
Oh, shit, I didn't listen to it.
After the intro, it's probably pushed it to about 50-ish.
Yeah.
That we completely called it that Seth...
Seth would not listen to the podcast.
I was on vacation.
We called you out. Yes, we mentioned that you were on vacation.
There have been plenty of days between vacation and now.
Yeah, he's been back for 6 days. So, America, timestamp, we were correct. He did not listen to the podcast at all, so he has no idea what any of the new inside jokes are. Fuck yeah! So he has no idea what any of the inside podcasts are, or that we all wished him a wonderful trip and said that we loved him
on the podcast. I wholeheartedly don't believe that.
We did. That's why I go listen to 47 minutes, 49 minutes into the podcast.
I have to listen to you constantly. I really don't want to go out of my way to listen to 47 minutes if I already wasn't
there.
Oh,
it's an hour and 32.
It's an hour and a half.
Oh.
How
did this timestamp change again?
No, because
it didn't. We called you out at 49 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we roasted you, but then we're like, no, but seriously, we hope you have a wonderful trip.
I expect the roasting.
Yeah, but the roast wasn't even long.
No,
we love you longer. Tell him, America. Leave in the comments section how big of a piece of shit Seth is. All right, moving on.
We love
Seth.
I'm as big of a piece of shit as I am, like a size of sizable human being. I'm a giant piece of shit with a stutter, apparently.
Junior.
All right, so we already did Canada. So you get to pick something else. We've already done Russia, Canada, Mexico.
So like the common ones, absolutely.
Yeah.
So China, Chinese.
Okay.
Okay.
Chickadee China, Chinese right. chicken.
Chickadee Chinese, a Chinese chicken. All right. So Chinese man going to the DMV.
Oh God. You know he can't fucking drive anyway. Why is he there?
Exactly.
Oh no! DMV man, they knocked on my shitty car. The Mongolians, they come and knocked on my shitty car.
Why?
Is Pessy okay? Is Pessy okay?
You want Coco Pessy?
Why is he talking? Why is he talking to the DMV people that
someone like, hit
he's
his car?
About his car, like it's insurance. Hello, please. Mr. DMV guy. Do it back into my car.
He knocked on my shitty car. My shitty Honda.
Oh
shitty.
No!
You know the thing is that, like that's not far from the truth of how that situation really plays out for a Chinese guy. He's like, absolutely.
Will you like an order, please? Or will you like some chicken today?
He knocking my orange chicken off of my dash.
Would you like some cream of songongai?
Oh God! Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Moving on. Oh my God. That was good. That was one of your better accent segments.
Yeah, that's actually a fun one for me.
I enjoy that one. Yeah, you definitely enjoy it. That's what you really
but
say.
But no, like we were talking earlier about the general state of video games before I got on a tangent about Fortnite. We were talking about just the general state of video games, microtransactions.
Yes, please release another. Please release another Battle Royale game. Please, yeah, that's all we need. That's really what I want.
Anything a la Fortnite, I don't want to fucking play. The realism ones, I prefer those. I don't like the cartoony ones, personally. I don't think that you should have to build and jump and build, but then be like, oh, I'm better than you at the shooting game because I can build better than you. That's absurd. See, here I go on another Fortnite tangent. Anyway, Battle Royale games, they're taking over. It's ridiculous. Microtransactions. EA's been in shitstorm.
Can we get a edit clip right here for a puke? I just need somebody puking everywhere for
because that's what everyone wants to hear is just like our cacophony of puke noises. No,
EA Sports.
It's in the shame.
It's in the shame.
Yeah. Did they shame their bed?
Yeah, absolutely. EA shamed the bed hard. They've been getting shit left and right for that. EA is absolute garbage. Everyone knows EA is a garbage company, but they make like moderately okay sports games, so like everybody keeps playing them.
Honestly, I get stuck in that every fucking year. Every year, I'm like, I'm not going to buy another goddamn Madden because it doesn't update. They say the throw mechanics are going to change, the catch mechanics are going to change. There's something that's going to be different and special, and every fucking year, it's not.
It's been the same game since like. The last game that was different was like fucking NFL Blitz, and then every fucking sports game has been the same.
Those aren't made the same though. I'm saying Madden 13, they did change everything around because they had to get ready for like next gen stuff.
Yeah, and Madden 25 was cool because it had some cool shit to it. But as far as Madden goes, I mean, I bought last year because they promised there was going to be some kind of story mode. There was going to be some kind of like my career, like NBA 2K has been doing, and they had Long Shot. Which was a valiant effort, and
can you say valiant again?
Valiant. It was a valiant effort.
Valiant. I don't know where the E is coming from in that A.
It was a valiant effort that completely shamed.
I feel like all sports games are the equivalent of like the Call of Duty series, but for their entire genre. It's just here. Let's churn out the next thing next year and the next thing next year because somebody's stats have improved or there's a new person playing.
Why don't they just update? I understand because like wanting they to push out a new game every year. But why don't they just update the stats?
There's got to be
a game every couple years because like the technology is going to change or the next generation of not necessarily consoles but like the next gen of the fucking systems that they build the games in. Something's going to improve, something's going to be like bigger, better, somebody has a better idea, but every year because it takes how many years to make a fucking game? Like to actually
on the team size.
If it's a sports game, 3 months.
To make an actual good game, like let's say
when you're talking about R&D, what people like, I mean, exactly. a game can be in development for a year, two, three, ten to eight. I mean, Destiny was a huge fucking letdown, but it was in production for 10 fucking years.
Personally, I love letdowns. Let's talk about No Man's.
No, book before we get talking about Destiny, before we get on to fucking No Man's, because that game is just hot garbage. Talking about Destiny, it was really fun to play, but it lacked so much. It was just like, there was so much to be desired.
Saying the game lacked so much right before we talk about No Man?
Yeah, exactly. Because we're about to just delve into that whole dumpster that is No Man's. The Mass Effect series is amazing.
Dude, I've dumped so many fucking hours into Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3. It's obnoxious. And then Mass Effect Andromeda came out, and I dumped maybe 45 fucking minutes before I gave up on that.
That was garbage. Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3, amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't hate Andromeda, but whatever.
I mean, Andromeda looked good, and there was a bunch of glitches.
I think Andromeda played really well.
Yeah,
I think,
like, it was fine.
But I think the storyline, as far as like the expansion of the universe and stuff, like it just wasn't as, I don't know, it didn't seem like dire straits, you know, like, Mass Effect 1 and 2.
And I love space. I love space games. I love the idea. Like, Star Wars, obviously, was one of my favorite things.
If you like space so much, why don't you fucking marry it?
I would.
It was a good RPG, too, though. Let's just
ignore that. But as far as that goes, like, and that's why No Man's Sky was such a letdown to me, because I love story. I love some kind of structure. I love, like, making a meaning into a game and making me, like involved in it. And No Man's Sky promised that I can develop, make a character, get into it, battle other people online. And by the way, I fucking hate like online massive like MMOs, like massive multiplayer online games. I do not enjoy them. But since they promised me that they were basically going to make Mass Effect as a massive online player game, I was all in. I pre-ordered that shit. That was the last game I fucking pre-ordered.
I remember whenever No Man's Sky came out, they said, oh, you can meet people in this world and stuff like that. And people were like...
space battle. Fucking, they promised dogfights in space.
They were literally like, you could be at the same point as someone in space and be right next to them. And like, yo, you're at the same spot in the same world, but you can't see each other because it's rendered separately. So, sorry, you're still there. You're absolutely there on the same server together, but you can't see each other.
And where were the space monsters?
There was no space shit. Landed on the planet, and it was just like, okay, cool, you discovered some things, bye.
So it was go somewhere else. It was basically the boring parts in the first couple Mass Effects where you had to like grind out and like find shit like on the planets to make your whatever.
The only boring Mass Effect really was the first one. Once you go back and play through the series again, the first one lacked a lot. Second and third, amazing. But
no, it's what I'm saying, like the boring parts. Because Mass Effect has a full like story, as a full game. All of them were solid, in my opinion. But there were the boring parts where you had to actually like mine planets and shit. And like find all the whatever to make your ship fucking work. So basically No Man's Sky was like that, but right. Only fucking that.
Yeah.
You're going to die if you don't find more fucking coronium.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, honestly, I felt like it was like kind of just like a neat little fun mini game is what it was made for in Mass
exactly.
Effect.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was made as a mini game.
And then,
basically what you guys are saying is... new games are lacking.
Well, a lot of them. It just depends.
They're lacking. What
name
story.
Name a new game that hasn't come out in the past 5 years that really blew everyone away. 5 years. So you can't say Skyrim.
I mean, for me,
Skyrim didn't blow anybody away because, like,
if
you played Oblivion and like you think that that's top notch, fuck you. First off, that game is trash. If you played Morrowind, like a real man, then you know what a good video game is. And Morrowind,
you know what a good storyline is.
Opposite
Oblivion,
direction.
Oblivion and Skyrim were better video games, but Morrowind had the best storyline.
If you like. The visuals for Oblivion are still what pisses me off. If you take like a lot of like the story and some aspects from that, you took the story from Morrowind and you put it all back on Skyrim's engine, that'd be amazing.
Speaking of visuals.
I mean, for me, as far as like in the past 5 years, I think the Far Cry was cool because it hit a lot of points that I enjoyed. Like you're basically
the Far Cry series is great, but the games are still really similar.
Yeah, they're not groundbreaking.
3, 4, and 5. Well, 3, 4, and Primal, and 5.
Yeah.
Well, no, I guess 3, 4, and Primal are very similar. The new one's got its own whole new thing going. I can see obviously where the mixture came from and like where the ingredients are. But you know, the first Far Cry's were not.
Far Cry 5 was pretty sweet though. I did beat it very quickly though.
I like 3 and 5.
Yeah.
3 and 5 have definitely been the best.
Three
was the unique one where everything came through, and then they were just like, let's redo that, with elephants and other stuff. I played the show the first two. Yeah. But
I actually have another Florida man.
You found another Florida man?
Yeah, another Florida man.
Is he in Florida?
He is in Florida.
Okay.
So an armless artist. so he's kind of like a roadside canvas painter, but doesn't have any arms.
That's why he's roadside. His parents threw him out, and he hasn't been able to get home since.
He can't drive.
Well, he's got legs. He can use his nubs, I guess. armless Florida man got arrested for a stabbing. He was... He grabbed some scissors. The armless guy stabbed.
Would you say that he was armed and dangerous?
He was armless
and dangerous.
So he grabbed some scissors with his toes.
Stabbed, huh?
Yeah. He grabbed some scissors with his toes and chased somebody down.
How did he chase?
Is his nickname Nugget?
I think so.
Well, no, Nugget would be legless, too.
That's a whole series of porn, actually. I found that out one day, and I was like, why would you...
Did you ever hear about the bartender that started dating the amputee girl, and she, like, invited all of her amputee friends over, and the only thing he had to say was the place was crawling with pussy?
That's a dad joke and a half.
Yeah, absolutely. I am wearing my dad New Balances today.
And a dad hat.
Jorts.
The white New Balances. Yeah,
they've got a little bit of grass stain
jorts
on the bottom.
With a tucked in, collared shirt.
Absolutely. I'm not a dad.
The cell phone clip.
I am a dad. I've still got a beeper.
He's got a beeper and all six collars of his.
When I found out the
all six of my Chad dad collars are popped.
When I
the
found
Chad
out
dad is here.
When I found out the gender of my child, there's only two, by the way, if you're asking, male or female. I found out it was a boy, and we were at a party in a park, and the first thing I did was grill out for the entire family.
Wait, I felt like I have an extremely progressive opinion.
Absolutely. I'm Foxkin. No, you're mentally ill. Go away.
Ew.
Ew.
No, I'm all for, you know, people being progressive and advancing themselves, but men can't have periods.
No. If you want to be transgender, like, by all means, but it's men or women. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, scientifically, it is men or women.
Well, no, it's...
And that's what matters.
All right, and it's... I'm gonna go into my opinion on this, so we're gonna move past this very, very quickly.
Well, sorry.
So yeah, there are two genders.
Are you hosting?
There's two genders, male and female, and if you're born thinking that you're the other, that's fine, but you're not a fucking tree. You're not a plant.
You're not a fish.
You're not a fish. No matter how...
Tell that to mermaids.
No matter,
gay fish.
No matter how big of a fan of Kanye fish. You are.
Absolutely. Sometimes you've got to be a gay fish.
Hey, Seth, do you like fish sticks?
In my mouth? Absolutely.
Then you're a gay fish. All right, so moving on.
All right, so one thing we were talking about bringing into the podcast, and you guys let us know what you think, and we're just going to kind of riff this one. We were just going to talk about, like, best beers versus liquors we've been drinking recently, best party, you know, beer for some reason, I guess because I'm fucking Chad, and I'm here at a party.
So we're going to talk about best party beers pre-roofie, though?
Pre-roofie party
yes,
beers.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, do you want to tell everybody the roofie story?
Oh, okay, yeah, let's...
All right,
dip our toe in that.
I am by far not an attractive man. I'm like a
he's beautiful.
Six,
it's okay.
I'm like a womp, six on womp. A fucking hot day outside. Okay, but mine and my lusciously gorgeous, tall, gargantuan Neanderthal friend Seth here got roofied at a bar.
We did it for a friend. We did not know her drink was.
We
roofied.
Took a bullet, basically.
Yeah, oh, you guys are so commendable.
Absolutely. Well, someone had bought her a shot and came up and gave it to her and was like, "Hey, here." But thankfully, she'd already been drinking all night, so she was like...
Yeah, so she was like, hey, you guys take this shot.
She's like, yeah, I don't
so
want
we
this.
We split
it, because it was a big shot. It was like a double or triple or something.
Whiskey
yeah.
or something.
So we're like, yeah, we're going to drink it. And it was enough to put two 200-plus pound men down for the night. We woke up...
I woke up in a hotel somewhere yeah. with a...
Someone's wife.
Cheerleading coaches... this blonde woman, she was a cheerleading coach, and then her husband came home, and that's when I woke too, and she asked me what I was doing there, and I said, what are you doing? I didn't know where I was, so yeah, then I got in my car, and I had no idea where I was, and just got on the interstate and drove till I realized I kind of knew where I was, and went back to Seth's house. And
he actually drove 10 miles out of the way. He was a straight shot away from my house, but
I didn't know where I was. I'm not from this town, so I end up back at Seth's house, and I was like, dude, do you remember anything? He's like, dude, I don't remember anything for the past like 6 hours. I was like, that's weird. Me either. So I guess I was raped. I'm not really sure. Maybe. I'm not gonna claim it, you know, hashtag me too.
Yeah. And it is as far as like this is something, and if we can be serious again for a second, because I guess we're getting political today.
Can we?
Yeah. So, I mean, the males getting raped is a thing.
Absolutely. And Terry Crews came out, and like, if that's not the manliest dude to you, and like, he has the balls to come out.
Oh, no, I've definitely been raped before.
Oh, same's actually.
Yeah.
Well, one of my friends stopped it. I was like drunk, passed out in a car, and this like mad, ugly chick tried to jump on me, and my friend was like, whoa, dude, no, get out of the car. He had to punch me awake to wake me up for biscuits and gravy, and I wouldn't wake up for it. He's trying to feed me before we went home.
It's, if somebody has to punch this
food.
Man awake for biscuits and
my
gravy.
My favorite food, yeah.
That's my favorite.
I was out. I was down for the count.
All right, so do we want to go around the table and tell our stories and be supportive to all men that are
no because this
out?
Is a shit cast
no
and we don't have feelings here
no absolutely not
but just know that we were all raped if you really want to know the story
yeah, almost and allegedly
just comment in the Instagram or the Facebook whatever send us a message we can tell the story on
oh
the
there
next
there, there was no alleged
shit happens oh, shit
there
happens
was, yeah, there was, yeah there was no yeah. alleged
that's what we're saying shit
I
happens
didn't want
everyone.
Something and I don't know it's just sometimes you feel that pressure. I don't know how to explain it. See, it's weird. It's making me choke up, so I don't want to talk about it anymore. All right, moving on.
It is an important thing to
your
talk about.
Your rapist choked you up?
This isn't...
Did he have a big peen?
It was a she. Oh.
Yeah,
mine
was
a
she.
Big penis.
No, same. I'm just being an asshole.
All right.
Like I said, mine was almost. I'm good.
All right, so we were thinking about doing another new topic called Today I Learned.
We completely skipped the beer part.
Oh,
we had to get serious for a minute.
We got serious, so I assumed that we covered a topic. Oh, so let's
insert,
backtrack.
Insert,
yeah, insert
VHS rewind sound.
Yeah. All right, so back
hey,
to
hey
beer.
America, remember tapes?
So as you guys know, I'm the Mac Daddy master of mimosa drinking. I love carafes, plethoras, coolers, bottles, any form of mimosa. Not because, you know, I can't drink other things. I like whiskey straight.
Because he's an insufferable douche.
I am. I'm wearing a fucking... what was I wearing earlier? Well, I'm not wearing
I don't know.
Anymore.
Your outfit has changed six times. Yeah. You're a fucking Chad.
Yeah, fucking Chad with 3Ds now. So
he's evolving.
Right.
It's not even his final
form. I have four pairs of loafers on.
He's taken 3Ds in the past 6 hours.
That's not...
I have a prescription for roofies for my white privilege.
Absolutely.
All right, so... I do love mimosas. My favorite, I don't know, I've just been on this hardcore whiskey kick lately. Smoky flavored whiskey and beers. I'm liking ales right now. I'm liking ales because I guess because it's summer and it's fucking 104 degrees outside right now. And hoppy beer makes me get a little
too heavy.
Yeah,
right?
Nothing too heavy.
Heavy stuff is kind of like, I feel like it has like a winter vibe to it.
Date me in the winter. I'm wonderful.
Yeah, see, I don't like anything dark. I don't like dark and heavy beers.
Racist.
I like them. I like them hoppy. I like it bitter. And
likes bunnies. He likes lesbian, pissed off, feminist bunnies. He likes them hoppy and bitter.
Sure, whatever the fuck that means.
That was pretty self explanatory.
Absolutely. Sure. I guess I'll.
You wouldn't it out get later. It because you're racist.
I'm racist against feminist lesbians.
No, that's bunnies. What she's like.
Oh, feminist lesbian bunnies.
Yes, that's why they're bitter and
they're
hoppy.
Feminist?
You're so racist, you're not even good at it.
So,
Jesus.
So all so feminists saying, are bitter?
Yes.
Are you saying that...
yes.
Okay,
yes.
So who's the asshole in this situation?
You, always.
You, definitely. Yeah, that's what I say.
All right, so I guess let's throw it down. So I guess we'll go all three. What our favorite party beers are.
Favorite party beer?
Yeah, I thought that was the fucking segment.
No, we'll talk about all beers, all liquors. I'm just saying what I'm drinking right now. Party beer?
We'll hit up party beer real quick.
Party beer, all right, Oliver, go.
My favorite party beer, there's two. When I was younger and in high school, it was the 30 rat cubes of beer 30.
Cubes.
What
cubes?
What time is it, bro? What time is it?
It's cube time.
It's beer 30. It's about beer 30 o'clock, bro.
So it's 30 beer. My favorite color is purple, first off. It came in a giant square purple container full of fucking cheap, shitty beer. But it had...
More importantly, two ping pong balls.
Well, if you'd let me tell the story, I'm getting there. As I'm telling about my favorite party beer,
okay.
I was getting there.
Continue.
Rude. See, he's racist and rude.
Keep on going.
No,
so just tell your story.
I tried.
I'm asking you to continue.
Yeah, but then you stole it from me. You stole the spotlight.
All right, no. Tell them about the palm balls.
Well, they're there. You told it. That's it.
Okay.
Next, as I grew up a little into my early 20s, as everyone's
just
favorite party beer
it. Should have been. Just let America know.
Everybody's favorite party beer should have been was a fucking Nasty Ass Natural Ice. You know, it had the higher percent versus Natty Light. They were still the same price. You could get a 24-buck pack for, you know, next to nothing.
Natty fucking daddy.
Absolutely. So if you didn't like Natty back in the day, fuck you, because nobody actually really liked it, but it was the go-to.
Okay, well, my favorite party beer, I could drink some Natties if I wasn't buying the beer. My always, all-time go-to is either Bud fucking Heavy.
Which is regular Budweiser for everyone in America. He's just a douche.
Yes.
And also, it was renamed America.
Well, because there's Bud Light.
At one point.
There's Bud Light.
And Budweiser.
And then... it's Budweiser Light.
No, or it's Bud Light.
And Bud Light is Budweiser Light.
Nobody calls it that.
Right.
Yes, and nobody...
That's what I'm saying. Nobody calls Budweiser Budweiser.
Nobody calls it Bud Heavy.
No. Literally everyone calls it Bud Heavy except you.
You and one of your friends call it Bud Heavy, and
me
it's
and,
stuck
like,
with you.
All of my friends, which is
you're all
like
a bunch
940...
Of fucking Chads.
We're not even fucking Chads. Most of them... whatever. I am a Chad. It's cool. All right, so my favorite... So it would be Bud Heavy or Miller High Life. Yeah. I don't know why.
Miller High Life is amazing. I will second that, actually.
it's the champagne
beer
of beers.
It is the champagne of beers. Beer pong with some Miller High Life.
You get the stovepipes, though. The 2 for $3.33.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it was like a 30 rack for like $12, and you get $10 back or some shit.
And that's saying something, because you're from Buffalo, so you know if it's that cheap, it's a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I mean, I guess that brings it over to me. So yeah, when I was in high school, early college, definitely Miller High Life was my go-to. 800
years ago?
Yeah, 810 years ago. That Miller High Life was definitely my go-to. As I started becoming a beer snob, one of my favorite go-tos was definitely Dirt Wolf Double IPA, because it gets you fucked up for a four-pack.
Wow. Like, way to be a fucking double Chad.
Everyone knows.
You're Chad with 90s. I only like really... like my favorite party beer. It's not something that I can drink copious amounts of. It's something that, you know, it's got a good, well, if you want to get fucked up, then bro, drink whiskey.
Well, it gets you real fucked up for $10.
A bottle of fucking Evan Williams is $10.
But you have to choke that shit down. That shit sucks.
No, it's, no, not Evan Williams. If we're talking about $10 bottles, first off,
Taka. Evan really is. You can get a...
Yeah, Evan, the cheap little... Yeah. No, you can get a 1.75 of Taka vodka. There's a reason we called it $10 Taka, and it's trash. They use it at like the hibachi restaurants to clean their fucking grills. It's awful. Admiral Nelson, the... Yeah. You want to talk about a bad time? And then, you know, if we're hard...
No, that's like Black Velvet. Black Velvet was the awful time.
It's trash. This is like in the days of like MD 2020. Mad Dog is garbage, but it was amazing fruit.
I almost bought us Mad Dogs today.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I thought
the gas station is loaded down.
They loaded down. They had peach. They had blue raspberry.
They have so much wine, like champagne, amazing craft beers, and then like a whole shelf full of.
It's actually a liquor store with a gas station attachment.
I swear, it's amazing though.
All right.
If we have to move on from alcohol, which is very hard for all of us to do.
Because, I mean, we're clearly alcoholics. We've been drinking in every episode. Speaking of
it's
alcohol.
It's 2:00.
Beer me.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Make that too. Prepare for trouble.
All right, so I
make it double.
I guess we're halfway through, so we need to re-up.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are. We're only halfway through. We're only 30 minutes in.
I feel like judging
35 minutes in.
Judging what drugs you use and you're halfway through and you need to re-up, you either got good money or a problem.
All right. And so I guess we'll all go three for all three go for
three for three?
Three for three.
All right, America, welcome.
And it's gotta be.
Boo!
I have headphones in, bruh.
Bruh. All right, so are you Chad? So are you Brad?
All right, so I got another story here I want to bring up that I think is fucking hilarious. So Sacha Baron Cohen is coming up with another character for America. And if nobody knows who Sacha Baron Cohen is by name, he is the genius that brought us Borat.
Everybody, but no, Ollie G was better than Borat.
Well, Ollie G's been around for a minute.
Ollie G in the house.
Ollie G's been around
but
for a minute.
If we're going for the one that had the absolute wide like appeal, it was Borat. Borat kind of really put
it
him
on. It was definitely Borat.
Yeah, but it was just like over the top raunchy. Though. Like, I mean, it was funny like when I was younger, but as I've gotten older and watched it, I'm just like, it's kind of just like annoying. Like, I feel like I'm turning into
it's
like
super
a dad.
Edgy, but that like was the beginning of the edgy shit.
Like, for me, it was Bruno. Bruno was way over the top.
Yeah, absolutely.
The bicycle and little Filipino boy scene.
Yeah, I think I laughed like three or four times like in total. But, I mean, maybe, I don't know. Fuck it.
There's just no point to take it like that far. Like, why?
But it's anyway, so it's... Back to the actual funny part is Dick Cheney autographed a waterboard for Sacha Baron Cohen.
That's a... Oh.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
does he take it with him on beach vacations?
Dick Cheney?
No, the waterboard.
So what I want to know...
That's what I'm saying. Dick Cheney takes the waterboard or Sacha Baron Cohen?
How did he autograph a waterboard?
What does a waterboard physically look like?
So waterboarding, if somebody somehow doesn't know, is you get strapped to like a table or a gurney.
Someone puts a rag over your face
and then
a towel.
Yeah, and then dumps water over your face. So
and you essentially drown-ish sitting still.
It gives you the sensation of drowning. So it's if we're talking to people that were born in 1998, before they were old enough to realize the whole waterboarding fucking... What do we call it? A phenomena? That kind of...
Phenomena.
Phenomena. I just thought it was funny that Dick Cheney autographed one for Sacha Baron.
I mean, yeah. Dick Cheney shoots his friends while they're quail hunting.
I feel like if you ever want to keep something from Dick Cheney, you just hold it above his head so he can't grab it.
I'm Dick Cheney.
He's got little T-Rex arms.
Little angry man.
Everybody's going to be like, man. Oh, you're an asshole. That's because he was in a...
I'm Bob Dole.
He was a... He's a prisoner of war. He can't raise his hands.
He was a pow.
He worked for POTUS and he was a pow. Yeah, well, he is also what his first name is. A fucking dick. I shot my friend. He looked like a deer, though, man. He really...
No, they were hunting for quail. Do you know what a fucking quail is?
Yes, absolutely. I've eaten so many
quail. Dude,
quail
eggs are so fucking good for you. I'm just not even about to lie. They actually contain large amounts of like...
Three times the protein. Carnitine
and a lot of protein in
three times the protein
so
of a regular egg.
And super protein.
Like
and
a fifth of the size.
Low in calories.
But you have to be like Chad's grandpa to go hunting for quail in a fucking fenced in place.
Who
like,
actually hunts for... You can just raise quail. They're so docile. You can
just chase one.
Yeah.
You don't have to
and then catch it.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. You're both saying the same thing differently.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Dick Cheney was the most dangerous game.
What just happened to your voice? Humans.
It was a burp that I had to hold in.
I would do
yeah, absolutely. It snuck up on me. So Dick Cheney, most dangerous game, hunting for a guy, and he shot him in the face successfully and then had to cover it up with the media. He wanted to shoot that guy in the fucking face. I don't care.
So Womp-womp.
All right, so the way I pictured it when this story came out is I pictured like Dick Cheney like trying to act like he knew what guns were and shit, and he like put it over his shoulder, and it just fucking went
just
off because
he's
an idiot.
First off, you can't be a Republican and not know what guns are, so I don't know if I can follow that.
I
feel like that's a requirement number one of being a Republican is like you have to know how to.
That was just a story I made up for myself because I thought it was funny.
It's not. I mean, not even. There's plenty of Republicans that actually don't even like guns out there, still support. Amendment rights. I mean, you don't have to like guns to support the right to carry. You know what I mean? Like,
I love guns and support the right to carry them, but I lean more Democrat. I'm like a right in the middle.
You're called a libertarian.
Yeah, I definitely lean more liberal than anybody. Basically, my thoughts.
No, I lean liberal as fuck.
Yeah, my thoughts are.
Funny to make
I'm probably
fun of
the most
because you guys whine a lot.
I'm probably the most conservative of our friends on like a lot of political issues.
No, likely. I think Jacob's the most.
Oh no,
Jacob's
he's
the
not here.
Most yeah. Republican.
It's like Jacob, me,
Bim.
Then
Bibbanese.
Then you. Bim's you're probably the most liberal.
I'm definitely the most liberal. I feel but like, I also still like guns.
And I mean, maybe that makes me the most liberal because I don't give a motherfucker about guns.
Right, because you were born in Buffalo, raised in Buffalo.
Yeah, where everybody has guns.
You haven't been to my house.
You have.
There's more guns.
This
in
is
Buffalo.
The South.
I have been to New York.
Yeah, everyone has guns here.
Yeah, yeah. It's everyone has guns in Buffalo.
There are more registered guns.
Yeah, but
in
ours
the South.
Are registered. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Our guns are more registered in the South than the North ever has. And that's
ours
another
aren't
thing.
Like black market guns.
Right. Exactly. Like most of the North, because it's the crime up there and down here. It's just because we won't go pew. Because
we want a fucking gun. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's, and I mean, it, people don't realize that there's a lot of country like where I'm from. There's like around Buffalo. There's
New York. New York State as a whole is mostly country.
Yeah, for sure.
It's mostly beautiful, beautiful, beautiful mountains, big, wide ranges. But because of the population count,
the density,
because of Manhattan and density, you know, Long Island, stuff like that,
and
Buffalo,
media,
Albany, right, exactly. So you think that most of the state is, no, there's a ton of hunting that happens up there.
There's a ton of hunting. I'll tell you what I still think about it. Fuck New York.
No, New York State's fuck amazing. You. Fuck Manhattan.
What the fuck?
Your mic just Viagra. His mic went soft on him. It dropped down a couple inches.
His mic just fell. You guys missed it. It just went limp.
All right, my guy went limp.
If I had ants' hot breath on my dick all day, it'd go limp too.
Yeah, because I'd make
actually, I don't know. Nut. Maybe not.
Make you bust your nut and then go limp.
That means he's saying he's good at blowjobs.
Oh, gross, man. How many blowjobs have you given to know this?
I just at least gave one.
At least one.
All right. So
the sound of a wild Chad vaping.
All right. So I just got this sweet juice, bro. My coils are going out though, bro.
There was a point that I had, and I don't remember what the fuck it was.
Oh, fuck it. We're at that point now to where we finished a whole bottle of champagne. We've already downed a couple beers.
And we're about to open up the other bottle.
We have another bottle?
I bought two bottles of champagne.
All right, so let's bust this out, we'll introduce Seth to our game.
Do you want to do the game, or do you want to do the Today I Learned, then the game?
All right, we'll do
actually, Seth, draw three cards from the box, please.
We'll just go ahead and get that ready.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get ready, and we want you to sit three cards face down in the bottom of the middle of the table, and you do not look at them.
And we're doing
black cards or white cards?
White cards.
Oh, racist.
So while we're doing that, we'll introduce our new, I guess this is kind of a game.
It is the game. We're going to go ahead and leave them there.
We won't introduce him. I'm talking about the Today I Learned.
Today I Learned is new.
Yeah, so Today I Learned is new, and I guess it's also kind of a game. So the way we're going to play this is we'll start with Seth. He's going
Pause. I just got a text with a picture of Alabama Stadium for the University of Alabama, and it says world's largest gay bar.
Absolutely.
It's perfect. I just want to pass this around. World's largest gay bar filled with just Alabama fans. I mean, mostly cousins, toothless,
and
uneducated.
Every female cousin is pregnant.
No. If you happen to ever live in Alabama or live in Alabama now and you listen to this podcast,
your state fucking blows.
Yeah, fuck you.
You might be okay. your state blows, and it's not even really your state; it's your football team.
Yeah, and I mean, I have no opinion on any of this. But anyway, so we'll introduce the newest segment game. I guess is called Today I Learned. So we're gonna start with Seth. He's going to make up something that sounds true as possible, but is complete bullshit, and he has to defend his statement. So it's kind of like debate. Absolutely,
or it could be real. They don't know.
Yeah, we don't know if it's real or fake. We have to debate whether or not it's real or fake, yeah, and at the end you tell us. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got you. I didn't know that part, so I guess we're all learning.
Yeah, you're not hosting.
Today I learned.
Yeah, today he learned.
Today he did learn. Gonna learn today. Absolutely.
All right, so Seth, start.
All right, we'll start with something nice and easy.
My mom? Just, shit. Mom, don't listen.
Nice. Nice. She is a saint.
She is a saint. We said this before.
I've only spoken to your mom.
She listens
like,
to all of our
you.
Podcasts.
I've never once spoken to your mom in person. I've only spoken to her
Jacob,
through
Jacob
you.
Met my mom, and yeah. my mom
she's
loves
the
Jacob.
Nicest
if
human.
My mom loves Jacob.
Oh, wow, yeah.
All right, so I guess I'll do a quick interjection. The first time, the only time that I talked to, or at least overheard a conversation with Cody's mom. So we went to the mall to go pant shopping because we're boyfriends. And we were sitting in the car. He gets a call from his mom, and he answers it on speaker. And I don't remember exactly how the conversation goes, but she made like a really shit joke, like a really terrible.
Just directly at me.
Yeah, just directly like kind of made fun of him, kind of little like quip, little joke. And I was like, yeah. You are your fucking mom's son.
Yeah, no, my mom's wonderful.
All right, so let's get in on this game. So let's start it up.
A quick little today I learned. A pull shot when you bank off of three banks is called a muffin. I found that out the other day at the bar.
I actually believe that because a muffin is something like a random terminology like that, like random term only Irishmen or right. you know somebody
it,
from
putting
Britain
English on it, putting
right putting English on it
mustard
on
it,
exactly,
yeah, exactly, yeah,
putting a spin on it would only be something from you know like
I forget exactly. the term for like I know if you hit like it depends on the pool rules you're playing. If you hit five banks and don't hit anything, it's kind of like ball in hand. It's four or five.
If you hit five banks and you don't get anything, you're
you
a terrible
fucking
robber.
Suck at pool.
No,
you're
so
stuck in robbing people.
Yeah, absolutely.
The rule is if you completely basically don't hit any ball whatsoever, it's ball in hand for your opponent, regardless of how many banks you hit.
Well, no, it also depends on what type of pool you're playing. You're playing eight ball billiards,
nine
like
ball,
tournament.
Whatever.
You yeah. know, it depends on the certain rules. But yeah, a muffin, the
all
weirdest
right, so,
fucking name for pool.
So
games.
That's your today I learned. So what I have to like go against that?
I mean, whatever you would like to do.
So I mean, I thought that was the whole
Google
fucking point of this game.
Well, you're on the other side, so you I know
okay,
my
so,
part. You need
right,
to know
so that.
Part.
So it's not called.
No, but we all kind of. I agree, though. Yeah. Like I immediately agree. Like
right,
I believe.
So
you.
I guess I'll be devil's advocate. It's not called a fucking muffin because that's a stupid ass terminology, and everybody that's playing pool is drunk. So why would they come up with something so stupid?
Exactly, because that's they're why they're drunk. So the oh look at that muffin. It's a muffin.
It
oh,
make,
speaking of muffins, it's got Hardy's.
If you've ever
muffins.
Heard like cricket terminology, someone could be like, "Oh, I threw him a blumpkin," and
chirp,
it sounds
chirp,
right.
Chirp, chirp. Okay,
yeah,
a blumpkin.
Okay, so I mean,
we all know what a blumpkin
of,
is.
No, we don't. For America. For those of you that don't know what a blumpkin
it's
is,
it's when you're taking a hot duke on the toilet and someone's giving you a blowjob.
I've received two blumpkins.
Really though?
I've received two blumpkins.
There's
at the same
something
time
you've done that I have not done actually.
I've probably done a lot that you haven't done. Surprisingly,
I highly doubt that.
I don't know.
I can go open
right,
my
so
drawer of fun stuff.
I'm secretly
right
freaky.
Now.
I just pretend to be really innocent and yeah. like I don't know what this
I've
stuff's
done
going
everything,
on.
But I'm not gonna like don't shit. On
I've
me.
Never received don't anything suck. In my butt though.
You never.
I did, but no,
no, no, finger
action. Somebody tried.
You've never had a finger in your butt where you're getting your dick sucked. Not once, not never.
And won't let it. Don't touch it.
So somebody tried.
Don't,
it's not Fort Knox.
Don't touch it.
So somebody tried.
It is Fort Knox.
And I squeezed my ass cheeks and grabbed their finger.
Yeah, immediately. I was like, nope. That's cool. All
you right. Know, so yeah. So let's go back to this fucking game. So it's not called a muffin. It's called a miff.
It's called a
you
miff.
Miffed,
no.
You miffed it.
It's a miffin.
You miffed it.
If you miffed it, you fuck something up.
Yeah, you missed fucking everything. It's a miff.
No, I said if you hit three banks and then hit the ball.
Then
it's called a muffin. Yes.
All right, Google it. Show
okay.
me.
Okay. Cody, please Google
it. All right.
By the way, he made up this game and completely fucked it up. And
he did make he picked something real immediately. You were supposed to pick something fake.
He didn't play it to his own rules.
Yeah.
So I tried
exactly.
to play.
Exactly. Look up a muffin. It's fucking real. Just pick it up.
Yeah, look up a muffin. It's a fucking bakery item.
Absolutely, and they're delicious.
What is a muffin?
In pool.
Nope. A muffin is a small domed cake bread.
So a muffin,
you
know this.
A muffin in pool would be soggy. That's what that is.
Okay. Well,
soggy bottom.
Well, soggy bottom, boys. If I could sing, I would pull the you know Man of Constant Sorrow riff right here, but I can't.
Ha!
Yeah, absolutely.
Ha! Dominion!
Oh, wait, that's different.
A muffin in pool. So now it's just somebody throwing muffins in a pool.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Soggy. I see. I was right. I win. Let's not.
What about the time? What about the time that I texted you and I said my pantry has got wet?
And I said it's terrible for your food.
Because I didn't ruin the game. I made something up, and you believed it.
I found.
Oh, so I guess you win.
Yeah.
I found a website called The Pool, and here's a muffin recipe: 4 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon pumpkin seeds, plus extra for the topping. 200 milliliters of milk of choice, 300 grams of self-raising flour. Use wholemeal self-raising flour if you can find it. 1/2 tablespoon of salt, handful of chopped coriander, optional. Butter to finish. This sounds like my sex life.
Why the fuck did you read me a muffin recipe?
Because that's what we're doing right
now. Your girlfriend said she's going to the store soon. Do you need anything?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I should really scream at her right now, but we're doing a podcast.
Dude, that's why she texted you.
Oh, yeah, so nice. So
good. Yeah, she was actually a really good girlfriend, and you're going to scream at her?
Absolutely.
What do you need?
I'm white.
Shame. What do you need?
This is Georgia.
Shame. What do you need? Shame. 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 Exactly. Shame. Shame.
I need a tank top, shame. But like one of the old tank tops, you know, like the wife beaters, aptly named.
So funny story. I actually had a little tiff with my girlfriend because she thought they were called white beaters.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Did you hit her for it?
Yeah. Did you give her a pair of Irish sunglasses?
All right. So it's getting close to the end of the podcast.
All right. So I guess we'll play our actual
game. And I think we should start with you. That way it ends with him so he understands it by the time his tiny brain can perceive it all.
No, so we're going to start.
I'm a Neanderthal.
We're going to start with him because technically in this case he's the guest because he wasn't fucking here last week. All right, so Seth, what we're going to do is the way this game is played is we basically create a story about 2 or 3 lines at a time.
Okay. It's Mad Libs.
It's kind of like Mad Libs. So basically you come up with like a scenario like the boy who was afraid of the dark. So you start it, create the first little couple sentences or what have you, and then it'll go on to Cody and then myself. When it comes back to you, you draw one of the cards. You have to use that card as part of your story. And then it'll go back to Cody, go back to myself, then back to you, and then Cody has to use one of the cards, so on and so forth, until me, I use the last card, and then you have to wrap it up.
Okay, yeah, we know I don't wrap it up, so...
Yeah, that's why you have a pregnant fiancé.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful. She's glowing. You're an asshole.
She's not glowing. She's on the couch under a blanket. If you put it in an asshole,
you wouldn't have a kid.
Yeah, and she is glowing on the couch under a blanket, being lazy and watching TV.
I thought she was going shopping. I thought it's only because she's pale.
Absolutely. She has no choice but to glow.
She was the palest person on your trip. And I saw pictures and I was just like...
We actually ran into two people more pale than her. One of them was on another ship. Stopped at the same island.
Are they gingers?
Yeah, one of them was, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, they were so pale, they were on the other ship and blinded the ship that was in front of them. And
they were the spotlight.
They put them on the front for the beacon. Yeah.
All right.
Let's start this out. Start the story.
So you start a story... And we'll go one. We'll go full circle. Then you draw a card.
Okay.
And then we'll go full circle. I'll draw a card. Full circle. He'll draw a card.
You explained it way more simply than I did.
I did. I made it very easy.
All right.
So when I was a kid, I was in church camp, and it was my second day of vacation Bible school.
On my third day of vacation Bible school, one of the camp counselors tried to touch me. That's a true story.
And when he tried to touch me, I grabbed his hand and kicked him in the throat, and he started gagging and puked all over the kid next to me.
That kid was dressed up as Count Chocula. We don't know. It was like a cereal-based vacation Bible school.
A cereal-based vacation Bible school. Well, at my cereal-based vacation Bible school, as Count Chocula tried to hashtag me to me, I kicked him in his raspberries and sprinted away furiously.
And after I kicked him in his raspberries, he sprayed his milk all over the kid next to me. And that kid tried to slurp it up, and I yelled at him.
Yeah, much akin to anyone who is cereal-based. They're trying to spray their milk all over everything. So as he was like spraying his milk all over this other child, you know, the main priest comes out, Catholic, obviously. Let's be real with each other. And you know, he's, you know, whatnot with the body of Christ screaming aloud. So the main priest comes out and he's
the butt of Christ, y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, main priest, archbishop, I believe, is what they're called. Yeah, screaming, everyone.
Screaming. The only thing he's screaming is about is actually, this was in 1992, about Kurt Cobain's death, he was just telling everybody about how the God-sended man and his libido have vanished from our life.
And so as he was screaming about Kurt Cobain's death, I asked him, what about Courtney?
Bitch.
What about Courtney? She has that band called Hole. Is that why everybody in here is trying to stick things in my hole?
Oh, speaking of, pause. We had a new Instagram follower. His name was BHole76.
Shout out, B-Hole.
Shout out to you, B-Hole. We all have B-Holes. We just want to see your B-Hole, man.
Yeah. But
he's Indian, so that's his real name is B-Hole.
So DM. Oh. Actually, it was
1994. Oh, 1994. My libido.
It was April
1994. Hey, B-Hole.
Absolutely.
Continue.
So much like Kurt Cobain's head and the priest were trying to do.
Courtney's band, Hole.
Yeah. Like I said, so much like the priest and Kurt Cobain's head, they were trying to splatter all over somebody. So he runs in, you know, he's running screaming about Kurt Cobain's death. Kids dressed as Count Chocula, crying, can't even count right anymore.
And then Big Bird pops out of the woods and tries to help all the other kids count. I don't know why Big Bird's there. I don't know why Big Bird's there, because it's not cereal. But you know, then Captain Crunch jumps out of the woods and kills Big Bird. Kills Big Bird, removes him. And then, so now we have Captain Crunch...
Big Bird somehow.
Big Bird's dead. I just killed him. I mean,
I watched like Free Georgia Public Broadcasting, so my childhood was like knockoffs of everything.
Bodcasting,
yeah, Bobcasting.
I bodcast all the time. Check out my Snapchat, Chad.
I'm just trying
4D6969.
I'm just trying to see Bob's and Vagine. You know,
show Bob Vagine.
So after Big Bird's head splattered all over the little children, your weird Count brother started jerking off vigorously and being 6 years old, getting his first hard on due to all this death and rape. Yeah. Bring us home.
Absolutely. So also, six-year-old brother jerking off over everything. Is the
to
kid
Count Chocula?
Yeah, no, he is the kid in the Count Chocula outfit. For some reason, your six-year-old brother just jerking off,
just jerking it,
dressed like Count Chocula. I don't know why. He has a mix-up with Sesame Street. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's masturbating. Kurt Cobain's dead.
Everyone's sad. Crying. Everyone's crying. There's blood, cum,
all the bodily fluids.
All the bodily fluid you can see at one time. Somebody shit themselves. Everyone's dead.
I feel like Cards Against Humanity is just a death sentence for any story.
Dude, no.
Especially Kurt Cobain's death.
Yeah, absolutely. It immediately takes just like 8 million turns from what you thought was going to be like a pleasant church
the
story.
Biggest, and blackest dick.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly why we did this game, because it takes all the weird turns. And if you didn't hear the story last time about our mutant spider fucking
Keanu Reeves. Morpheus.
What did Keanu do? Keanu's a good
he's
man.
He's the spider.
Yeah, it was Keanu Spider versus...
It was zombie necromancer Keanu Reeves...
Irradiated spider. Versus slow
Jessica
motion...
Jessica Smith.
Yeah, slow motion Jessica Smith with Pam Anderson slow motion boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
They're always slow-mo. That's
yeah, they're always slow-mo. All right,
if you didn't listen to last week's episode, it was fantastic. Please go listen. And also, like... subscribe and follow us so you can get more new content, so that way we can give you better shit. So
I just don't want to feel bad about myself. Love me, please.
Yeah, please pay attention.
You have
us.
Plenty of love. Right. You have a kid on the way.
I need
you have
more.
A fiance. You have a tiny dog.
I have a tiny penis. A penis.
So is that what
my name Jeff?
That's why you need all the extra love. So now, exactly. That, now that we're to coming to now that we're coming to an end of
we
this,
have
of
shit
this
person
episode.
Of the week.
Okay,
and what? Shit storm, but. Yeah. America, our look, friend, yeah. Our friend Anthony, Big Dong Johnson,
Thundercock Daddy, Daddy Thundercock,
Daddy Thundercock. what was it last week? Something Van Beethoven?
I forget. What it was.
All right, but Ant, he's been dishonored. Has been.
They dishonor my family.
They dishonor his family. They dishonor his whole riferoo.
Most importantly, they dishonored his air conditioning.
They dishonored his fucking air conditioner.
In 2018.
And if you have ever lived...
Who lives in a house in 2018 without air conditioning?
If you ever lived in
everyone
the South...
Everyone in a country besides here, pretty much.
True-ish, false-ish.
All right.
But
tell
if,
your story.
If you've lived...
Shitbag of the week, start now.
Shitbag of the week is it's my current landlord company, whatever you want to call it. I live in an apartment complex, which at this point will remain unnamed in case any legal action needs to be taken. I have lived there for just under a year at this point. I think I moved in there last October-ish. And let's be real. You don't use your air conditioning October, November, December, January, February. Maybe around March or April, you'll start on the air conditioning, and it is now July. So in the past 3 months, I've called them out to my house almost 13 fucking times. And each time, they just can't find
tomorrow's Friday
wrong.
The 13th, by the way.
And it better be fucking fixed, because I need to board up my house against Jason Voorhees. So I've called them out to my house, like, what, 12, 13 times at this point, and they keep on...
I've seen a note. I've been over at his house at least 4 times this week, and there's been a note about the air conditioning maintenance every fucking day.
They should honestly
my best friend, one of my best friends, because me, Jacob, Seth, and Ant are all best friends. We're the four amigos. We're the four fuck you, don't fuck with us, I will fight any of you over them.
We're the four whoremen of the apocalypse.
Yes. Abso-fucking-rutri.
Abso-fucking-rutri.
Abso-rutri.
And by the way, Pessy is not okay.
Pessy's not okay. All right, so...
He has a
tiny little human.
I have a daughter, if you didn't know. Two years old.
She's two. She's actually adorable. She can be Satan, but she's also adorable. Are you going to pop that champagne right now?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Absolutely.
Popping bottles. Right. Watch a toddler.
Oh, we'll make another set of mimosas before we do the shitstorm. Fair enough. Absolutely. But anyways, you can talk shit about me all you want to. You really can. But you don't fuck with my friends, and you don't fuck with their tiny little humans.
And
I will fuck you up. I'm going to piss all over.
And I also...
maintenance man's car... His daughter.
In his gas
his
tank.
His wife. His house. His gas tank. I'm going to shit on you, Mr. Air Conditioner Man.
And if you guys haven't already picked up, I used to live in the North. I used to live in Buffalo, New York.
And I'm from Buffalo.
I'm from Buffalo. Fuck you. And
big.
Never had Beagles. An issue with my AC.
Generally, people up North don't have AC problems.
No, it's...
Welcome to the South, motherfucker.
In the summer, it still gets around...
Ooh!
Boom. In the summer, it still gets
so loud.
It still gets around the 80s, 90s in the summer. You still need the fucking 80s, AC.
90s, it's 104 today.
Yeah, it's 104 today, but I mean, you still need the fucking AC. And the AC sits around all winter outside getting rusty and fucked up, and it still works. So I present to you this question. What's worse? I'm going to bring up to you my fellow podcastians. So my last apartment in South Buffalo had a little quirk. So it came with a garbage disposal.
It awesome. Wasn't me.
It came with a
garbage.
It came with a garbage disposal, which is an awesome little feature, right?
It's a terrible way to talk about your wife.
How do you she think we got listen. Our daughter?
She doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen. All right, so it came with a garbage disposal, and the way you needed to use it was after the sink gets clogged up or you dump something down in there, whatever the case may be, you need to go downstairs through the garage, find the fuse box, open the fuse box, flip a switch, and the garbage disposal will turn on. They need to go upstairs, run the water through the garbage disposal, wait for it to be clear, go back downstairs, and pop that fuse back off. So which part's worse? The AC not working in the South or the garbage disposal that you need to go through?
The fucking AC in the South.
AC not working in the South. Just
garbage disposals are like a luxury.
Just so everyone knows that isn't in a third world fucking country where in the South, it is 104 degrees today. The humidity is 95%. Yeah, you could be in fucking Death Valley and it be 120, but 0% humidity.
Low,
right. So you add 104 degree fucking air water. It fucking sucks. It stings when you walk outside. It makes your car run like shit. It makes your AC run like shit. You immediately swamp ass. Immediately.
Your ladies balls, like clam sweat, I guess, whatever they do.
Yeah, your balls are immediately about 4.5 inches longer, sticking to the side of your kneecap. I think that's a good way to explain humidity.
It is.
All right, so we're preparing our...
Last shit bag of the week, Seth.
Yep.
Our last shit bag of the week?
Yeah, because we just did two.
Honestly, I honestly didn't have a shit bag of the week prepared this week.
All right, so what do you want a shit storm on?
No, no, no. We have the you know, the good people of the week. Just to bring it back before.
Do you want to bring a good people? All right. So we're going to end this on a semi positive note before we shit all over your fucking lives.
And the one person that I just permanently want to shout out like all the time because he could have been a James Bond villain. Everyone knows Elon Musk.
Elon motherfucking Musk. That dude's
Elon Musk.
I'd be lying if I said I haven't masturbated to him at least once.
At least. So he hears about, you know, the shit going on with the kids in Thailand. Obviously, you know, he's like, oh, sure, I'm going to go down there. I don't know exactly what help he put in for that. Regardless, he was like, I'm going.
He hired his engineers.
Yeah,
took to go his there. Engineers on he went 4th there in of person. July.
He week. Went there in person.
Right, exactly.
Like,
all right, so finish this story. I got another part of this story to bring up that I think is amazing.
For the cave story?
For the cave thing, yeah.
Because, he went there. He took a picture while he was there. I don't know exactly, how much of a hand he had helping. He had plans. He had things in action that he wanted to try. And, the thing is that, you know, just some billionaire went out of his way to be like, you know, yeah, you're right, y'all. I probably have the resources to do this. I might as well go down there and see what I can do, you know, better than nothing.
Yeah, and it's anybody that has the resources to help and doesn't help, I'm going to go ahead and use our motto and say, fuck you.
Yeah, you're kind of the shitbag of the week. Looking
if
at
you don't
you,
like
Jeff,
it, fuck you.
Yeah, looking
fuck
at you, you, Jeff Bezos from Amazon, as long as we don't use any of your platforms, I'm
fun
sorry.
Fun story, my uncle was his 8th employee. So Jeff Bezos, my so uncle is Amazon employee number 8,
so what,
working
what
are, directly in Jeff Bezos' house.
Did he get shot like your dad?
No. Oh, I forgot to tell you, my dad got shot.
Your dad got shot.
My dad got shot. Got
this
shot.
Is news to us. We've never heard this story all right. for this the last 2 weeks in a row.
All right, all right. Before we do the shitstorm, you finish your story. America. My dad America. Got shot. Fuck yeah.
Some guys in India also.
B-hole.
B-hole.
India.
Our boy B-hole.
Shout out to B-hole 76.
No, B.H.O.L.E.76.
Right, so, I think it's 69 now.
So you're
nice.
So
all
your right. dad got shot.
So
that,
my dad got shot.
That is brand new information.
So there was a post-terrorist attack, pre-terrorism attack on the aquarium downtown Chattanooga. And he sees these terroristas, which are like...
Do they make coffee?
They make deadly coffee. It's deadly good. So
they're at the aquarium.
I'm making
Jaws.
Music.
You do the Wampa Hawk shark?
I'm using the Wampa Hawk mood music.
All right, so... And he sees these four terroristas outside. And he knows how incredible all the fish are, so he wants to protect them. And he sees they all draw guns on him, right? But all my dad had was four arms and 7 tomahawks. So he just starts chucking tomahawks at all these terroristas. And they only shoot him one time.
Your dad's
he kills everybody before... Yeah, what?
Your dad's an octopus?
It's a sixtopus. He only has 6 arms.
6 but arms two legs. And 8 tomahawks.
Those are legs, not arms. Octopi have 8 arms.
I feel like the government's hushing something.
The government hushing something.
Hush, hush, hush.
Maybe you need to go and take a visit to the aquarium that his dad valiantly saved.
Maybe you need
octopuses.
To be less racist, but you don't hear me talking.
You just did, and
absolutely.
I heard you with my ears.
Absolutely.
You penetrated my ears with
ew.
Your racism.
Moist.
All right, so back
as
to...
As Family Guy says, once you go black, you go deaf.
So back to positive news. So in regards to the people that are being stuck in the fucking mines, or
well, they're
whatever,
all out now.
Yeah, well, they're all out now. But the people that were previously
hallelujah or whatever
hallelujah
in the words of Tyler Perry
hello or in the words of fucking
people
Cardi B
Kurt. People need to stop giving Tyler Perry money.
Yeah, absolutely. That episode of South Park just came on last night, actually.
That's funny. But anyways, back to this, because we need to wrap this up. So another good person is Mr. Dave Grohl.
Oh, always. Dave Grohl.
Praise Jesus, Dave Grohl.
I've got another confession to make.
Dave Grohl is Jesus.
You've done that every episode.
Only 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3 ain't bad in the words of Fall Out Boy.
that's still 66%.
Almost 69.
Nice.
All right, so Dave Grohl heard that trapped in the mine were 2 Foo Fighter fans.
Way back, I remember the story.
Sorry. So the only thing that they asked for was like some sort of music device, like an iPad or something, like your iPod, whatever, some kind of device with Foo Fighters music. So his response was not only to provide that, but to provide two tickets and two cold beers to one of his shows.
Yeah, he left a note and said, anytime you come to my show, there are two cold beers waiting for you.
Two cold beers and two free tickets.
Yeah, well, he's legit as fuck. He's the most legit.
Any time. Most legit.
Mimosa legit.
Too legit.
Mimosa legit.
All right, so we finished these last mimosas. We do shitstorm?
Yeah,
we
absolutely. All right, so Seth, since you're the newbie of the crew, what do we shitstorm?
I'm not the newbie. I was just on vacation last week. Eat a dick.
So that means you have less time on the mics.
Yeah, so you're a newbie.
Absolutely. Oh, eat a dick. So because Jacob's not here, tied. So we're tied.
Yeah,
so,
you're tied. Yeah. Well, next week he will be the one that shit on, but this is this week. So.
No, absolutely. No, yeah. He's not here, so he's absolutely the person that shit on right now.
I need to take a piss, so finish this up.
All right. Well, if we're going to shit on anyone, we're going to shit on Jacob for taking his girlfriend on a lovely birthday to a nice cabin.
Receiving naked pictures of your best friend.
Absolutely.
12
we got
nine.
Naked pictures of him because he and his girlfriend, we're all in a group chat on Facebook. His girlfriend sends us naked pictures of him as he's starting a fire.
Yeah, naked pictures of him, cooking. Not her.
Yeah. He's naked cooking them steaks and like starting a fire. It was the most amusing picture though.
Yeah, it was great. And I mean, the shitstorm is like, he's such a good guy, but fuck him. Like, is that the shitstorm? Yeah,
is that a gay joke?
No, fuck him.
But because, fuck him.
Yeah, exactly. But no, fuck him because he's not here. So fuck that guy.
That's true. He's actually back home now. Yeah. When I talked to him earlier, he was back in Cleveland. Home, yeah. He was in Cleveland.
So he could have been here.
Well, he's trash.
He could have.
Yeah. I would assume he's really exhausted and hungover.
But he has a really nice butt for a guy.
Yeah. Well, I think
all four of us have really nice asses for guys.
Jacob has the bubbliest ass, if we're being honest.
He really does. But I don't know. Mine's pretty bubbly, but I'm just kind of fat now, so it hides it now.
I feel like his is so bubbly because it holds like all the Jewish dreams fill it out.
Right. Well, it's all where all his dick went.
Yeah, absolutely. He just like pokes his dick back in the other way, and then it fills up his butt.
Well, he never had a bris, so he's not a real man.
Feisty.
Feisty. Spicy.
All right, so are we wrapping this up?
No. It was shitstorm. Okay. Shitstorm. Who else? Shit on the day. Let's be honest. Yeah, exactly. I know there's someone out here that we can shit on today.
Pick anybody randomly.
We're like
anybody. We covered neighbors, and then customer service.
We're talking about Ant's apartment complex and people being shitty. Let's talk about my apartment complex. I'm about to fucking move.
You have townhouse complex.
Yeah. It's a nice townhouse.
Right, yeah. So we should
yours is correct like that. Three stories tall. It's an apartment. Don't lie to me.
Mine's a townhouse. A townhouse is a two-story
apartment. It's literally the same layout as this one.
Yeah, so
but I don't have people above and below me. Mine's more townhouse.
I have nobody above me. The only reason
you do have people below you.
Yeah, I do have people below me.
In an apartment-esque situation. So, anyway.
Thanks for getting that.
Anyway. So we're sitting here, and my neighbors finally got evicted because, like, I don't mind, like, if you hang out and party and shit all the time, but, like, as, like, I get older, I'm kind of like, fuck you, like, go inside. Like, so weekdays, weekends, it didn't matter. It was 7 days a week. They were out till, like, 3 or 4 in the morning, like, getting drunk, screaming, having arguments with their girlfriends, like, throwing cigarette butts all over the fucking place. Like, I don't care if you smoke.
There are children here.
No, they were literally. They would let their like 4 and 5 year old child like run around at 4 a.m. while they're out there getting drunk,
grabbing up cigarette butts and lighting them up.
No, there was a kid, our neighbor kid on the other side.
Neighbor kid.
She literally like drove by. She was on like one of those little fucking hoverboards like the kids are these days. She was just like, yeah, I picked up like 100 and something cigarette butts the other day. Like you smoke so much that you have a 9-year-old neighbor that doesn't even like associate with you pick up your cigarette butts. They called the cops on them a couple times.
So are we becoming those old men?
I am. Fuck them.
Yeah, we're definitely becoming those old guys. Like that entire shitstorm was like, you kids get off my fucking lawn.
Well, the thing is like they're our age or older though, but they're like, hey, yeah. Like a fucking. I don't care if you party. I don't care if you drink in your house. I don't care if you smoke weed in your house. Do you, dude? But like, don't be out till like 5 a.m. to where multiple other neighbors called the cops and like I have to walk outside and just bitch at you. Like I had to walk outside one time and tell them just like shut the fuck up, dude. Like, so are you for real?
Yeah.
So are we being too loud? And I was like, yes, fuck off.
If you're getting shitty enough to have one of us tell you to probably stop drinking while it is what, not even 3 p.m. and we've already killed a 6-pack, two bottles of champagne.
But we're not screaming at our neighbors, arguing with our girlfriends at 4 a.m, like yelling. Like, I don't care what you do.
If I can personally hear your argument, and actually, I have another shitty apartment story. I have a ton of shitty apartment stories. I have, I rented an apartment on the basis...
You're from Buffalo. I'm sure you have plenty of shitty apartment stores.
Absolutely. So I rented an apartment on the basis of... it was like my boss's friend's friend or some shit. And so I was like, oh, yeah, since they're associating with these people, they must also be good people and rent to good people. So let me
future good advice for everyone, don't ever fucking do that.
No, do never rent from a friend or a friend of a friend or go based off some bullshit like that. So this was to the point where I could sit in my apartment on the couch watching TV and literally hear... My downstairs neighbor yelling at each other, throwing pans, and actually I heard a very funny argument that was, we don't use condoms. Why was there a condom in the trash can when your internet whores was here?
That's good shit.
That's the only good accent Ant's ever done because he's from there,
so it's not an accent.
He's probably just trying to mask. Exactly. He's trying to mask that that's his accent.
I'm actually so good at accents that you don't hear my accent.
That doesn't even make sense. Like that's a terrible fucking only hear accents. Like, the only thing you could do with an accent is hear it.
All right, so that wraps up another episode of Deep Lesson Z. Definitely follow us on all the social media, Instagram at MI Productions LLC.
I didn't do my shitstorm.
Okay, no, fucking do your shitstorm. You have
coming in late, as always.
16 minutes.
What time is it?
It's time for you to do your shitstorm. I'm going to stop us at an hour and a half.
I don't actually have anything to shitstorm on. I was just wondering why the fuck you cut me out. I just wonder why the fuck you cut me out. You just decided I didn't want to do shitstorm?
Because you have terrible ideas like this. Because
I've needed to pee for 45 minutes. This whole podcast was my idea. Was it?
Was it?
I feel
it
like
was. Your podcast idea was your other podcast.
Actually, that I'm not in. True.
It is true. This podcast was my idea.
I'm agreeing with Cody for once. Mark it down, guys.
Mark it down? What's the timestamp?
1 hour, 14 minutes.
Yeah. 1 hour, 14 minutes. All right. So
they know where the apocalypse started happening. So America, I fucking agreed with you.
Again, let's talk about your timestamp.
Where you guys said, quote unquote, that you love me, which I don't believe.
No, we did say that.
We did say that.
And also the timestamp where we said, Seth isn't going to listen to this.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. I think you said it was 49 minutes and 47 seconds in?
Yeah, something like that.
I'll make sure to skip that. I'll make sure to skip that.
Yeah, we'll say about 50. I'm not sure what it is after I added the intro. Do you have a shitstorm?
Oh, no. Everybody fucking sucks.
Yeah, everybody sucks. So fuck everybody. So let's do our deep less thing.
Except B-hole, dude.
B-hole. Round of applause for B-hole.
Woo! Yeah!
But America. Even though you're from India, but America. Yeah, there you go. All right, you want to wrap us up?
Yeah. So then let's do our Deep Lesson Z motto to the rest of America for your shitstorm, in harmony. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck you. No. I thought it was fuck you. It is. It's fuck you.
Yeah, it's fuck you. But I said do it in harmony.
We can edit
in harmony.
We can edit that. We're good.
Fuck you. Ooh, we have a new trick for America. I just want to see how this sounds in recording anyways. Will you put me on number 24? I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a real quick.
A little click little.
You got to click that other little third button there. One of them buttons. You got to click a little something, something.
I'll do it for all of us.
You're hitting more buttons than Skrillex ever has at a live concert.
America, I just want to let you know.
Hold on.
I got to fix.
Maybe we're good to go.
Did you click the third button?
I think I got all the buttons. Did I get it?
I don't know. Can you hear it? You have the headphones in.
I can't hear it. What's happening?
We'll edit this out. It's
technical
okay.
Technical difficulties.
I just want to say mimosas are my favorite drink. I know I'm the Lord of Darkness, but I do love mimosas.
Absolutely.
A lot of mimosas.
Yep, still not going. We're going to have to edit this part out. Don't worry.
No, I got it. I got it right here.
You got it?
Yep.
Lord of Darkness here. I have a message. I love mimosas. All thing mimosas. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay. Sometimes the Lord of Darkness likes mimosas. It's okay.
All right, so America, go ahead and follow us on our Instagram at MI Productions LLC, on our Facebook at Minor Inconvenience Productions LLC, on SoundCloud and Apple and Google Play and all that other good shit. And if you can't find us on one of the things that you like to listen to, go ahead and drop us a comment and say, why the fuck aren't you at...
And we will reply with, go fuck yourself.
If you are... Go fuck yourself.
If you're schizophrenic, we made these voices. It's not real.
It's not enough.
Not real.
It's not real.
Fuck your sin.
This has been a Minor Inconvenience production. Goodbye.
Trash as always.
Fuck yourself.